spiritual life.
Dobro jutro svima, pred nama je još jedan dan pun prilika da napravimo izuzetne napore kako bismo nešto poboljšali u svom duhovnom životu.
I need this computer now. Is it working? And if it's possible, do we have something like a little something to put the books here? Or Mahajwala, if we don't have, we have some small tape. Good, then it's good. Thank you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We are reading this morning from the third canto of the Bhagavatam, the ninth chapter, text 24. Please repeat after me.
Ovog jutra čitamo iz Šrimad Bhagavatama, treće pevanje, deveto poglavlje, 24. stih. Molim vas, ponavljajte za mnom.
Nabi rada iha sato ambasi yasya pungso vijnana shaktiya aham asam ananta shakti rupam vichitram idam asya vivrinvato me ma ririshishta nigamasya Vidam visarga nabi radat ihasatom basiyasya pungso
nabi radat ihasatom basiyasya pungso
vijnana shakti aham asamananta shakti
vijnana shakti aham
Rupam vichitra miramasya vivrinvato me.
Rupam vichitra miramasya vivrinvato me.
Maririshishta nigamasya giram visarga.
Maririshishta nigamasya giram visarga.
Yes, please, some.
Nabi radani asato vasiyasya pumso. Vijnana shakti ahamasa mananta shakti. Rupam vichitra midamasya vibhinvato me.
Nabi radadi hasatom vasiyasya pumso.
Vijnana shakti aham asamananta shakti.
Vijnana shakti aham asamananta shakti.
Rupam vichitram idam asya vibhinvato me.
Rupam vichitram idam asya vibhinvato me.
Nigamasya giram visarga
Nari
Yes, Hare Krishna. May I just... this is such a beautiful purport, and it might be difficult to translate it, you know, very nice. Do we have this in Serbian already, or Croatian? A Bhagavatam? Who is here? Yes? It must be with you, yes. Please show yourself from your very fast... wow, this is impressive, Mavan. Whoa, so fast. Good. This is a very important text, really, and I would like to start reading it in English, and then it will be in Croatian a little later when the book comes. Please forgive me because we are a little late. I will just to save time go to the translation. So everyone there, psht, in the back, please do your potato service and listen. The Lord's potencies are innumerable. The translation. As he lies down in the water of devastation, I am born. I have to give you actually the context. It is Lord Brahma who speaks. The Lord's potencies are innumerable. As he, the Lord, lies down in the water of devastation, I am born at the total universal energy from the navel lake in which the lotus sprouts. I am now engaged in manifesting his diverse energies in the form of the cosmic manifestation. I therefore pray, says Lord Brahma, that in the course of my material activities I may not be deviated from the vibration of the Vedic hymns. Now Srila Prabhupada in his purport will talk about this last sentence, that it's about prayers which we do while we are active in the material world, so that we are protected and and are not going away from the Vedic knowledge. And it's very, very interesting how he makes his purport. So we will hear from Radha Kripa now the text, please, the translation.
Gospodin Brahma govori, Gospodinove moći su bezbrojne. Dok je ležao u vodi uništenja, rodio sam se kao celokupna kosmička energija iz jezera na pupku iz koga je izrasta lotus. Sada sam zaokupljen ispoljavanjem njegovih različitih energija u obliku kosmičke manifestacije. Zato se molim da tokom mojih materijalnih delatnosti ne odstupim od vibracija vedskih himni.
Isn't this a beautiful motivation? We also move through the material energy, and we need protection really to not come away from the Vedic way.
Zar nije ovo predivna molitva, zato što se mi isto krećemo u ovoj materijalnoj energiji i nama je potreba zaštita kako ne bismo odstupili od tog vedskog puta.
Now I really request you to listen very attentively. It's a wonderful purport, really. It's really amazing. Every person engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord in this material world, that's us, is prone to so many material activities, and if one is not strong enough to protect himself against the onslaught of material affection, he may be diverted from the spiritual energy. In the material creation, Brahma has to create all kinds of living entities with bodies suitable to their material conditions. Brahma wants to be protected by the Lord because he has to contact many, many vicious living entities. An ordinary Brahmana may fall from the Brahma Tejas, or the power of Brahminical excellence, due to his association with many fallen conditioned souls. Brahma is the supermost Brahmana, is afraid of such a fall down, and therefore he prays to the Lord for protection. Please translate until here.
Svako ko u ovom materijalnom svetu transcendentalno služi gospodina sa ljubavlju, sklon je mnogim materijalnim delatnostima. Iako osoba nije dovoljno jaka da se zaštiti od napada materijalne vezanosti, može skrenuti od duhovne energije. U materijalnoj kreaciji, Brahma mora stvoriti sve vrste živih bića sa telima koje odgovaraju njihovom materijalnom stanju. Brahma želi da ga gospodin zaštiti, jer mora doći u dodir sa mnogo, mnogo poročnih živih bića. Običan Brahmana može pasti sa Brahma Teđasa ili izgubiti moć brahmanskih osobina zbog druženja sa mnogim palim, uslovljenim dušama. Brahma, kao najbolji Brahmana, plaši se takvog pada i zato se moli gospodinu da ga zaštiti.
This is a warning. Warning, danger. This is a warning for one and all in the spiritual advancement of life. Unless one is sufficiently protected by the Lord, he may fall down from his spiritual position. Therefore, one has to pray constantly to the Lord for protection and the blessing to carry out one's duty. Lord Chaitanya also entrusted his missionary work to his devotees. We are doing missionary work. And Lord Chaitanya assured them of his protection against the onslaught of material affection. The path of spiritual life is stated in the Vedas to be like the edge of a sharpened razor. A little inattentiveness may at once create havoc and bloodshed. But one who is a completely surrendered soul, always seeking protection from the Lord in the discharge of his entrusted duties, has no fear of falling into material contaminatio.
Ovo je upozorenje svima onima koji napreduju u duhovnom životu. Ako nas gospodin dovoljno ne zaštiti, možemo pasti sa svog duhovnog položaja. Zato mu se stalno moramo moliti da nas zaštiti i blagoslovi, tako da možemo nastaviti sa svojom dužnošću. Gospodin Čajtanja je također poverio misionarski rad svojim baktama, nama, i uverio ih da će ih zaštititi od napada materijalne vezanosti. Uvedeno je rečeno da je put duhovnog života kao ivica naoštrenog brijača. Mala nepažnja može odmah dovesti do haosa.
Mala nepažnja, no? The little inattention even.
Može odmah dovesti do haosa i prolivanja krvi.
Krvi.
Ali potpuno predana duša, koja je uvek u potrazi za gospodinovom zaštitom u izvršavanju dužnosti koje su joj poverene, ne plaši se pada u materijalnu zagađenost.
So this text we all know is spoken from Brahma's experience.
Ovaj tekst nam je svima poznat. Njega govori Brahma iz svog ličnog iskustva.
He was born on the lotus flower, and then there was it was not a peaceful romantic situation. The universe was not yet manifest, but there was this The storm, you can say, which shook him on his lotus flower, you know, was shaking. He was afraid to fall into the waters and just drown there.
I Brahma se pojavio na lotusnom cvetu i to nije bila neka romantična i mirna situacija. Univerzum još uvijek nije bio manifestovan i Brahma se plašio da bi mogao u toj oluji, da bi mogao pasti u vode i udaviti se.
You may not be able to see it, but each one of us is also in an ocean with waves.
I vama to možda nije moguće zavidjeti, ali mi se također nalazimo u talasima okeana.
The ocean is of repeated birth and death.
I to je u pitanju okean ponovnog rađenja i smrti.
Yes, it is. No one can cross this ocean without dying. We all will drown.
I niko ne može preći taj okean, a da se njemu ne udavi, mi ćemo svi jednog dana umrati.
Mahojvala, what are you doing against this? Soon, and after a few years, you will drown.
Mahojvala, šta ti radiš po tom pitanju? Uskoro, nakon nekoliko godina, ti ćeš se udaviti.
It's not easy to drown.
Drown. I nije lako udaviti se.
Yes. Would be nice to drown in the sweat of doing kirtan.
I bilo bi lepo udaviti se u znoju kirtana.
So any moment while we are in this ocean of birth and death, a wave can come and just flush us off our feet and away from our goal.
I svakog trenutka dok se nalazimo u ovom okeanu može naići talas i odneti nas, uzeti tlo pod našim nogama i odneti nas sa ovog puta.
Once I was eating ice cream with Radhanath Maharaj in one restaurant in Mumbai. It was a Govinda restaurant.
Jednom se desilo da sam jeo sladoled sa Radhanath Maharajem u jednom restoranu u Bombaju.
And I asked Radhanath Maharaj, when were you very afraid in your life?
I onda sam ja pitao Radhanath Maharaja, kada se desilo da si bio jako uplašen u svom životu?
Oh, he said, oh, Maharaj, don't, I will answer this question if there's no disciple around.
I onda je Radhanath Maharaj odgovorio, o, Maharaj, ja ću odgovoriti na ovo pitanje jedino ako nijedan moj učenik nije u blizini.
If they hear about this, they will die from fear.
Ako bi oni čuli za ovo, oni bi umrli od straha.
So we asked all the disciples to go out of where we were eating our ice cream.
I onda smo mi zamolili sve učenike da izađu iz te prostorije u kojoj smo mi jeli sladoled.
And he said, oh, just to think about this makes me afraid.
I onda on rekao, samo pomisao na ovo me čini uplašen.
I was going in Puri in the ocean to innocently swim in this holy theater.
Ja sam bio u Puriju, ja sam naivno otišao u okean kako bih plivao u Novom Svetom mestu.
All of a sudden I had not paid attention. A wave came and it was so much wave that my feet were taken away from the ground. I was just floating up.
I dok sam ja tako plivao, u jednom trenu nisam obraćao pažnju i naišao jedan veliki talas, pokolopio me i moje stopala više nisam mogla napipati tlo.
Welcome, Joy Shachinandan. This was like the wind. No, you are perfect. Let us give him a cushion, yes. No, I'm joyful that you are with us. That was like Superman, you came in. Yes, wonderful. Body creative, no. So he described, I was taken off the ground and then a powerful current grabbed me and pulled me out in the ocean and I was coming away from the safe coast. And I had to struggle so much with the waves that that I was thinking, this is my death.
I onda je on opisivao kako ga je taj talos odneo, nije mogao više ostati ni tlo pod nogama, i onda ga je dograbila moćna struja i odnela ga daleko u okean, i on se uplašio da je to njegov kraj.
It was so sudden. I moved into the ocean, and the next thing, I'm drowning.
I to je bilo tako iznenadno da sve se desilo. Ja sam bio odnešen u okean i mislio sam kada ću se udaviti.
That was the time when I was most afraid in my life.
I to je bilo vreme kada sam bio najviše uplašen u svom životu.
And then he said, but Maharaj, we are all in the ocean and we are still in the ocean.
Ali onda on rekao, ali Maharaj, mi smo svi u ovom okeanu, još uvek.
And he then said that Prabhupada had told, he has one criticism against his disciples.
I onda on rekao da je Šila Prabhupada rekao kako ima jednu kritiku upućenu svojim učenicima.
That is, that they forget their precarious situation.
A to je to da oni zaborave koliko je nestabilna njihova pozicija u ovom svijetu.
And are a little careless and are not sufficiently afraid of Maya, the ocean of Maya.
I da oni nemaju dovoljno i da nisu dovoljno uplašeni od Maya.
So here, Lord Brahma speaks of that he wants to be protected against one particular wave.
I ovdje gospodin Brahma, on kaže da želi da bude zaštićen od jednog specifičnog talasa.
One particular aspect of the ocean of samsara.
I on kaže da želi da bude zaštićen od jednog određenog aspekta ovog okeana samsara.
That aspect is extremely dangerous.
I taj aspekt je jako opasan.
It's that we develop material affection.
A taj aspekt jeste taj da razvijemo materijalne vezanosti.
Please read this purport again, this sentence. If one is not strong enough, it's in the first sentence, to protect himself against the onslaught of material affection. Onslaught means like an attack. He may be diverted from the spiritual energy.
Ako osoba nije dovoljno jaka da se zaštiti od napada materijalne vezanosti, ona može skrenuti od duhovne energije.
Prabhupada, he says, to be sufficiently protected, a devotee needs to constantly pray for this protection and the blessing to carry out his duty in this world.
I Šrila Prabhupada kaže da bhakta kako bi bio zaštićen od ove energije, on se neprestano moli za takvu zaštitu i moli se za blagoslove koji će ga zaštititi.
Now a little later, the Lord who hears Brahma's request to be protected is answering how one can be protected.
I nešto malo kasnije, gospodin koji je sada čuo ovu Brahminu molbu za zaštitu, on će mu odgovoriti na koji način Brahma može biti zaštićen.
The Bhagavatam says that Brahma was so anxious that he wouldn't be carried away by the waves of material energy. He was very anxious, very afraid, and that's why he prayed.
I Bhagavatam nam kaže da je Brahma bio jako zabrinut, imao veliku teskobu da ga ne odnesu ti talasi tog okeana i zato se jako molio.
So in text 29, the Lord answers him in a deep and thoughtful voice which removed all the fear and illusion in Brahma to fall down.
I u tekstu broj 29, Gospodin odgovara Brahmi dubokim i zamišljenim glasom koji će ukloniti sve Brahmine strahove.
He said, 29, O Brahma, O depths of Vedic wisdom, be not depressed or anxious about the execution of your creation service.
Svevišnji gospodin je tada rekao, O Brahma, od dubino vedske mudrosti. Nemo biti ni obesrabren, niti zabrinut zbog stvaranja.
And then in text 30 he says, I give you a tip how you can be successful and not fall down.
I onda u tekstu broj 30 on kaže, sada ću ti dati savjet kako da budeš zaštićen i da nemaš briga.
He says, situate yourself in penance and meditation and follow the principles of knowledge to receive my favor.
I on kaže, utemelji se u pokori i meditaciji i slijedi principe znanja da bi stekao moju milost.
Four things Brahma should do in order to be safe.
I Brahma bi trebalo da napravi četiri stvari kako bi bio siguran.
He should do some penance.
Trebalo bi da napravi neku
pokoru. It means some staragosti, you know, four rules and regulations and all of that.
To znači neku strogost kao četiri regulativna principa.
He should meditate.
On bi trebalo da meditira.
And he should follow the principles of knowledge.
I trebalo bi da sledi principe znanja.
If you want to hear this in a simple one word, he should do sadhana.
Ako želite da to čujete u jednoj jednostavnoj reči, on bi trebalo da ima sadhana.
This morning I would like to say how you can be safe in your spiritual life, even after the summer camp.
I ovog jutra ja bih želao da vam kažem kako možete biti sigurni u svom duhovnom životu čak i nakon što se ovaj letni kamp završi.
Letni kamp, yes. It's important for you to know, to learn three words for this.
I da biste ovo naučili, važno je za vas da naučite tri reči.
Satya, sadhana and sadhu. It means the goal of your spiritual life, the means to attain your goal or the way which leads you to your goal, and the one who can instruct you how to go on your path to the goal.
Ove tri reči predstavljaju cilj kome ste se vi uputili, predstavljaju sredstva koje će vam pomoći da dođete do tog cilja i osobu koja će vam dati instrukcije na to put.
These are the big subject matters of Vaishnav Shastra.
Ovo su velike teme u Vaishnavskoj literaturi.
It is in depth discussed in Sanatana Goswami's last work, the Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
I ove tri teme su detaljno opisane i proučene u poslednjem delu Sanatana Goswamija Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
This whole book is really it has different old age. The whole book has different layers of meaning, but one strand which goes through it, especially in the second part, is to the fine tuning of the spiritual practice of chanting mantras.
U ovoj knjizi imamo više različitih nivoa, ali ono što se svuda provlači, a specijalno u drugom delu, jeste to fino podešavanje naše duhovne prakse.
You must know, this may be new for you, Tridasha Roy, when you are initiated, you get a certain mantra in which the goal of your spiritual life is already present. In our case, our goal is Radha and Krishna, and the divine couple is present in this mantra. It's not different, the Hare Krishna mantra or the holy names, from the divine couple.
I što to znači? To znači da na vašoj inicijaciji vi dobijate mantru u kojoj je cilj vaše prakse već prisutan. U našem slučaju to su Radha i Krishna i oni se nalaze u mantri koju smo dobili, oni su već prisutni u njoj.
If you bring this mantra to perfection, this means, in other words, the divine couple will come out and manifest their beautiful darshan before you.
I ako ovu mantru dovedete do savršenstva, to u stvari znači da će božanski par, da će se manifestovati iz nje i postaće prisutan pred vama.
However, you have to learn to use the mantra.
Ali u svakom slučaju potrebno je da naučite kako da koristite mantru.
And the instructions which is given in Shastra and by the sadhus, by your guru, is to help you to use that mantra. Or to chant it properly, not use it, to chant it, to do it properly.
a instrukcije koje dobijate od sada, od vašeg duhovnog učitelja, jesu ono što će vam pomoći da tu mantru ispravno mantrate.
Let me tell you a story about this which makes it clear.
I ja ću vam sad ispričati jednu priču koja će vam to pojasniti.
Do you have this in Serbia and the places from where you come, this auction horse?
Da li možda imate u Srbiji ili na drugim mestima ove aukcijske sale?
Aukcijske sale. You know what this is?
Da li znate šta je to, gde se rade aukcije?
There is a man and we call him auctioneer.
Možda
kao licitacije. Yeah, citacije, yes. He picks, he has different items and he shows them to many people. Who come there and says, whoever gives most for this item will be able to purchase it.
Znači, u čemu se tu radi? Tu se nalazi osoba koja ima različite predmete za prodaju i onda on izloži određeni predmet i onda proziva koja je osoba koja će dati najviše novca za taj predmet i koji će kupiti taj predmet.
When I was a child, I went to one of these halls and I purchased a fantastic bicycle for 10 German marks, I remember. It was a red bicycle.
I kada sam ja bio mali, onda sam otišao na jednu takvu licitaciju i kupio sam jedan fantastičan bicikl, crveni bicikl za samo 10 nemačkih maraka.
I remember I had exactly 10 marks and I hoped that no one would offer more.
Ja se sjećam da sam imao upravo 10 maraka i ja sam se jako nadao da niko neće ponuditi više.
So I tried to look like a very rich man so that everyone would be afraid of my capital, you know, that I would...
I onda sam se ja trudio da izgledam kao bogata osoba kako bi svi bili uplašeni mog kapitala.
I still remember that. Anyways, so my story is about when the man who says he picks up a violin.
I onda se ja sećam osoba koja radi tu licitaciju, on je podigao violinu.
And he goes gri 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 gri, a terrible noise he makes with the violin.
And
he
said, počeo da svira na violini i proizvodi
And he says, who will offer, what will you offer, gentlemen, for this violin? And one said, well, 50 pence. And another said, smilingly, I offer 1 German mark for this useless violin.
Onda je jedan drugi čovjek rekao, ja ću dati čitavu jednu marku za ovu, ne, bez za ovu violinu.
Okay, he said the man and his voice was tired, it looked so useless, the violin. 1 German mark, zum ersten, zum zweiten, they say, and then they will say, zum dritten, and bang, and then it's sold. Yes.
I onda je osoba koja je prodaja, ona je rekla, u redu, violina ide za jednu marku, prvi put, drugi put, treći put, gotovo.
So, when he was saying for the second time, 1 German mark.
I onda kada je rekao drugi put,
an old man said, wait.
Jedan stari gospodin je rekao, sačekaj.
He came forward,
prišao,
took the violin,
uzeo violinu,
tuned it,
onda je klavesio,
and then played such a beautiful melody that everyone just started to cry, and they were not even from Yugoslavia.
I onda je on počeo da svira tako predivnu melodiju da su svi počeli da plaču, a čak nisu bili iz Jugoslavije.
Then the master put the violin down.
Onda je taj majstor, taj ekspert, on je spustio violin.
And walked out of the hall.
I izašao je iz sale.
Everyone was still under the shock of this, what they just had heard. Okay, said the man, 1 German mark. Who wants to offer more? It's a true story. The first man said, the first person from the audience said, I offer 50,000 German marks for this valuable violin.
I ovo je istinita priča. Osoba iz publike je rekla, ja nudim 50.000 nemačkih maraka za ovu neprocenjivu violinu.
Another said, no, you won't get it. I offer 100.000 German marks.
A druga osoba je rekla, ne, ti je nećeš dobiti, ja nudim 100.000
My dear devotees, I don't want to bore you. One person offered 1,000,000 German marks, you know, because why? What was the difference? The difference was someone knew how to play on that violin.
I neću sad da vas zamaram time da vam objašnjavam koliko su oni nudili. Neko je ponudio milion, neko još više. A u čemu je bila razlika? Razlika je bila u tome da je neka osoba znala kako da koristi tu violinu.
And with this knowledge, the violin gave forth most valuable heart-tearing melodies.
I uz pomoć tog znanja, ova violina je mogla da
So the Hare Krishna mantra is something similar. It's like a value, it's like the most valuable violin, but you need to know how to chant it. If you know how to mantra the Hare Krishna Maha mantra, how beautiful you say it, Radha Kripa. Then Radha and Krishna will come out, not just a melody, Radha and Krishna.
I ako vi znate kako da mantrate ovu Hare Krishna mantru, onda neće se pojaviti tek bilo koga, će se sami Radha i Krishna pojaviti iz ove mantre.
So your whole, let me say, the purpose of sadhana is to manifest the satya.
I cilj čitave sadhane jeste da se manifestuje sadhya.
But for this you need a sadhu who instructs you how to play the violin or how to chant the mantra.
Ali kako bi se to desilo, neophodno vam je sadhu koji će vam dati instrukcije kako da svirate violinu, odnosno kako da mantrate mantru.
Without the knowledge how to do the sadhana, you will misuse the wonderful gift you have been given.
I bez tog znanja kako da sprovodite svoju sadanu, vi ćete samo zloupotrebiti to znanje koje vam je dato.
Without the practical application of a sadhana in your life, you stand absolutely no chance to reach your spiritual goal.
Bez praktične primjene sadane u vašem životu, vi jednostavno nemate nikakvu šansu da dostignete cilj.
Let's pretend a little bit we know Sanskrit.
Sad ćemo se pretvarati da malo znamo Sanskrit.
Sadhana comes from the word root sad.
Sadhana dolazi iz korena reči sad.
And sad means to attain a goal or to be successful.
A sad znači dostići cilj.
A sadhana or spiritual practice, in other words, is the means which helps you to attain your goal and be successful.
A sadhana, odnosno drugim rečima, to duhovna praksa, jeste sredstvo koje vam pomaže da dostignete duhovni cilj.
Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu gives a very interesting definition of sadhana.
I Rupa Goswami u Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu daje jako zanimljivu definiciju sadhana.
Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhavasa sadhana bida nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam kriti sadhyata. It means when transcendental devotional service by which love for Krishna is attained, is executed by the senses, it is called sadhana bhakti.
Kada je transcendentalno predano služenje kojim se može dostići ljubav prema Bogu, kada se izvodi s našim čulima, to se naziva sadhana.
Let's express it a little. This is a very high philosophy. Let us bring it into our conception. It really talks about some practice which you do with the senses, like the tongue and the other senses, which is meant to help you to attain love for Krishna.
I pošto je sad ovo jako uzvišena filozofija, da to objasnimo jednostavnim rečima, radi se o tome da duhovnu praksu vršite svojim čulima poput jezika i uz tu praksu to vas može dovesti do ljubavi prema Bogu.
Now, Rupa Goswami describes this love for Krishna. He says, such devotion eternally exists within the heart of every living entity.
I onda Rupa Goswami on opisuje tu ljubav prema Bogu. Kaže, takva devocija postoji večno u srcu svakog živog bića.
The awakening of this eternal devotion is the potentiality, or we could say possibility, of devotional service in practice.
I buđenje ove večne ljubavi koja postoji u srcu jeste potencijal predanog služenja, prilika.
So, this nitya siddha, this means eternal perfection of bhavasya, of love, is prakatyam. Prakatyam means to be manifested from the heart by sadhana or spiritual practice.
Ovo večno savršenstvo može biti manifestovano iz srca uz pomoć sadhane, uz pomoć duhovne prakse.
We could give you a simple example here in this candle, you know, as a bona fide Satyabhama candle, there is the potentiality of fire, and you can bring it out by just bringing another fire, and then shup, it will burn beautifully.
I to možemo pokazati na primjeru ove sveće u kojoj postoji potencijal vatre, i ako imate upaljač, onda možete načiniti da gori.
So in an analogic this way, bhava or Krishna, this love for Krishna is in your heart. It could be brought out. It's a possibility. It's not sure. It's a possibility. You have to prakatyam, manifest it by your sadhana.
Drugim rečima, u vašem srcu postoji ljubav prema Krishni i postoji mogućnost, to nije sigurno, ali je moguće da probudite ovu ljubav vašom praksom.
Srila Prabhupada talks about this. This is a very controversial philosophical point, but I don't want to get into controversies here. He talks about this very clearly in one lecture which he gave, Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 2. It's actually not a lecture. He writes about this in the second chapter of Nectar of Devotion, how a practice can bring out something.
I Šila Prabhupada jako jasno govori o tome kako duhovna praksa može dovesti do pojavljivanja ove ljubavi u drugom poglavlju nektara devocijskog
služenja. He speaks about the bhakti sadhana and says, this practice is not for developing something artificial.
I on govori o bhakti sadhani i kaže, ova praksa ne služi da bismo doveli do nečeg što je veštačko.
Now, an example which all your parents can understand. For example, a child learns or practices to walk.
I sada primjer koji svi naši roditelji mogu dobro da razumeju. Na primjer, dete, ono vežba da hoda.
This walking is not unnatural.
I ovo hodanje nije neprirodno.
No, the walking capacity is there originally in the child.
Ne, sposobnost za hodanje je tu izvorno u detetu.
And simply by a little practice, he walks very nicely.
I jednostavno uz nešto malo prakse dete će hoditi jako lepo.
Similarly, devotional service to the Supreme Lord is the natural instinct of every living entity.
I slično tome, predano služenje gospodinu je prirodni instinkt u svakom živom biću.
This consciousness, though lying dormant means in a sleeping way, in those who are materially contaminated, is found in every living entity. All of us have it, in other words.
I ovaj potencijal leži uspavan u svakom živom biću. Drugim rečima, svi mi to imamo.
And when purified, when this consciousness is purified, then this is called Krishna consciousness.
I kada je svesnost pročišćena, onda se ona može nazvati svesnošću Krišne.
So let us end this class. I hope I have convinced you that you absolutely need a sadhana.
I hajde da sada završimo ovaj čas. Ja se nadam da sam vas ja apsolutno ubedio u to da vam je neophodno sada.
And you really need to fine tune your sadhana to bring out this Krishna consciousness.
I vama je definitivno neophodno da fino podesite svoju sadhanu kako biste probudili svesnost Krišne.
I personally can relate very much to this violin example because I tried also to play violin.
Ja lično mogu jako dobro da razumem ovaj primjer sa violinom zato što sam ja sam nekada pokušavao da sviram violin.
My problem is I wanted to play Jimi Hendrix on the violin.
Ali moj problem je bio u tome da sam želela da sviram Jimi Hendrix.
No, Jimmy Page, I'm sorry.
Ne, izvinjavam se, nego Jimmy Page.
Yeah, and but I couldn't do it.
Ali nisam to mogla da napravim.
I was not knowing how to use this violin nicely.
I nisam znala kako da tu violinu ispravno koristim.
No, actually, not Jimmy Page. It's who is it that Yehudi, Minuhi Yehudi, not the Romanian? Yes, please say it loud. Yes, this person. Yes. He played with Ravi Shankar.
Aha, zato što svirao sa Ravi Shankar.
I also tried to learn Gita and follow my heroes of that time. Hare Krishna. So now I'm trying to do sadhana.
A sada pokušavam da imam sadhana.
This time I don't want to that my sadhana is like my broken violin playing.
Ali ne želim da moja sadhana bude poput tog mog neukog sviranja violina.
And I'm happy I have a master who can teach me.
I srećan sam da imam gospodara koji me može tome naučiti.
So I wish that you also learn our sadhana proper.
Tako da ja isto želim da vi naučite našu sadhanu ispravno.
That there is that you bring out this possibility in your life.
I da iskoristite ispravno tu priliku u svom životu.
It's waiting for every one of you.
Ono čeka na svakog od vas.
Every one of you can become a madman or a madwoman.
I svako od vas ima priliku da postane ludak ili ludača.
Mad with love.
Ludi od ljubavi.
This is good.
To je dobro.
This is all what we want.
To je sve što mi želimo.
No?
Zar ne?
The human being only wants two things, to be loved and to love, that's all.
Ljudska bića stvari želi samo dve stvari, da voli i da bude voljena.
So, Krishna consciousness can bring you to the highest love.
I svesnost Krishna vas može dovesti do najuzvišenije ljubavi.
But you really have to learn how to apply your sadhana. I would really recommend that while you are here in Vrishka Goranga, you talk with good devotees.
Ja bih vam preporučio da se nalazite ovdje na Vrishka Gorangi da razgovarate sa finim bhaktama.
And you fine tune your sadhana before you come home.
I da fino podesite svoju sadhanu pre nego što se vratite kući.
What will your spiritual practice look like when you go to Split, Mahajwala?
Kako će tvoja duhovna praksa izgledati kad se vratiš nazad u Split?
What will you do, Philip, when you come to Zagreb?
Šta ćeš ti, Filip, uraditi kada se budeš vratio u Zagreb?
Madayanti, how will you do your spiritual practice when you are in the airplane on the mission of the Red Cross? Make a plan, that's my point.
Ili Madayanti, kako ćeš imati duhovnu praksu da se nalaziš u avionu u službi Crvenog krsta? Napravite plan, to je moja point.
Go to some good devotees.
Idite po nekih dobrih, finih bhakta.
How do you do it? How do you have such a sadhana?
I vidite, kako ti to radiš, kako imaš dobru sadhana.
And what is practical for me in my life situation?
I vidite što je praktično za mene i za moju životnu situaciju.
Get some secrets.
Iskopajte neki tajn.
Ask Pankajangri Prabhu or our Chanda Moli Maharaj. You are so old in Krishna, you are already almost like my grandfather. I mean, how did you do it? that you are so happy. You are 65 years, Pankajangi, 65 years, and he dances. My God, he's obviously getting some pleasure in his life to dance like this, you know, to hang on the shoulder of Bhavada, or, you know, something is there, some enjoyment is there in his life.
I odite možda kod Panka Džangri Prabhu, odite kod Čandra Moli Maharadža, pitajte ih u čemu je njihova tajna. Možemo da vidimo Panka Džangri Prabhu, a ja ima 65 godina, on tako srećno pleše i visi na ramenima bhakta. Pitajte ga u čemu je tvoja tajna, kako to da si tako srećan?
Or you can ask Jai Sachinanand, you are also from Smederevo, like me. Smederevo? Smederevo. Something. How do you do it? I'm not a superman like you. I can't rise at 2 o'clock because that's when I come alive. 2 o'clock in the night.
I možete mu reći, ja nisam supermen poput tebe, pa da se budim u 2 sata noću, to je možda vreme u koje tek postajem živ.
But what is practical and how to do that?
Ali šta je praktično, kako da to napravim?
If you don't fine-tune your sadhana, Krishna consciousness is, you won't really feel what it is.
I ako finite, podesite sadhana, onda nećete zaista osjetiti šta je to svesnost Krishna.
Like all these people didn't know the value of the violin. They wanted to, you know, they gave only one German mark. That's nothing. That's 50, what is it, 50 cent, half of the euro. Not even 1 euro. Ooh.
Kao ovi ljudi koji su dali samo jednu nemačku marku za tu violinu, zato što nisu znali njenu vrednost, to je samo, šta je to, pola eura.
They didn't know the value.
Zato što nisu znali njenu
vrednost. And the possibility.
I prilika koja je.
Don't think that, oh yes, I have come to Krishna consciousness, I just know, I know it. No, it's not like that, it's not so easy.
I nemojte misliti, da, ja sam došao sve sa Krishna i ja znam. Nije tako jednostavno.
Don't be proud. Don't think you know how to chant. Learn how to do it. And you will see wonders in your life. Finally, you will have the Purna Darshan, the full Darshan of Radha and Krishna. This lecture has a second part, and the second part is there in the afternoon. I want to explain exactly what is the sadhana of Krishna consciousness.
I ova lekcija također ima drugi deo, a taj deo ćete čuti večeras na seminaru, gde ja stvarno želim da objasnim šta je to svesnost
Krishna. It will be the practices and the spiritual, let me say, the environment which you have to create so that the practices are successful.
I ja ću govoriti o praksi i također o okruženju koje morate napraviti kako bi vaša praksa bila uspešna.
So now I will end the class here.
Sada ću ovdje završiti svoj čas.
Let me see. Madhva Muni, is prasadam, breakfast prasadam ready already? We will just get the information in a second. Yes, then I think in the interest of a full seminar day, we will not have questions and answers. I really... Offering is going on. That's very good. Yes, we all are hungry. Finished. So this, done. Yes. So let us joyfully say, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Gonitai ki, Sisi Radha Konya Bihari ki, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.